And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, hoping you're having a good day. And joining us from the city of Coffeyville, we have the city manager, Mark Hall, with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good
How are you doing?
Good morning, and what a lovely day.
Absolutely. It's been a while since we've seen you, so it's good to have you in studio today. And like you said, kind of a small, looks like going to be kind of a small commission meeting tonight, although there are a lot of things going on with it, though. And first, we'll start out with the consent agenda. Of course, that's some of that is the city paying bills. However, there is a second reading of an ordinance that will be happening during that consent agenda.
You bet. And that is, it's an ordinance to allow kennels as a conditional use in a C4 service commercial districts. And C4 in commercial has the highest use. A C1 and C2, those are limiting, but a C4 allows more. It is a conditional use. It is for kennels. It'll be up on Patterson, north there. But it is one of those that the commission approved the first reading, and this is the second reading. And then we go on from there.
Yep, absolutely. They have the appropriation ordinance after that, again, which is the city paying bills. And again, not a heavy new business or old business, but there are a few special presentations. And one of those will be the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce and Report and the City of Coffeyville 2021 Service Awards.
You bet. The chamber wants to, it's a summary of 2021. And of course, the service awards for city employees, it is one of those that have dedicated their lives to public service, and this is milestones in their career in public service, and it recognizes them at this meeting.
And then no old business, and then some commission business and a few things going on with that. Presenting Paul Bauer and Tracy Maxson with plaques.
You bet. Paul has given so many years of service and dedication to making the city a better place to live, work, and play. Tracy has been a commissioner for the past 2 years, and they will be leaving the commission. Both chose not to rerun. Of course, we appreciate their service staff for all that they've done in guiding the city of Coffeyville. It is one of those that all the decisions come down to the city commission. I, as city manager, is just day-to-day operations. The decisions for the future of Coffeyville are always made by the city commission. So this is just a time to thank them for their years. And of course, Paul had many years of service, and wishing them well in the future. And maybe sometime down the road, they might be interested in serving again.
And like you said, since they decided not to rerun, but we will have swearing in for Deborah Maples, Jason Swindell, and Anne-Marie Van Oster.
You bet. We have two new commissioners, Deborah and Jason. They're joining us. They're public service for the next years. It is one of those we're excited. New commissioners coming on. And, of course, Anne-Marie, which is currently serving as mayor, but Anne-Marie has many years of public service, and she chose to rerun and was elected, and it is one of those we're excited about the two new commissioners, and of course having Anne-Marie back to continue where the city is on this journey to make Coffeyville a better place to work and play.
And then the final of the commission business is the selection of the mayor and the vice mayor, and that term will run up all the way until January 10th of next year.
You bet. This is a part. I know some people are familiar with larger metropolises that the mayor is elected by the public, and in Kansas, the mayor is appointed by the commission. So they have a time first to They're sworn in, and then they take a seat at the commission. It is one of those. There's a nomination for mayor, and there's a nomination for vice mayor. And that's a voting process. Of course, majority rules. And it is one of those that once the mayor and vice mayor for the next year is selected, then we take a recess. We kind of move the nameplates around, and then they come back and take a seat and continue the meeting from there.
All right. So, again, that will be going on tonight. And, of course, you'll have your report as well on the new business and comments from commissioners and staff. And, again, that meeting starts tonight at 6:30. So if somebody would like to come out and check out the meeting in person, can they do that? And also, I know some areas have started to require masks. Once again, will masks also be required if you're going to attend that meeting?
Not at this time. Masks will not be required at this time. We, of course, if somebody would like to wear a mask, we encourage that. It's always a good idea, you know, social distancing. It is one of those that if you're needing assistance and want to come to the commission meeting, if you'll go to the east side of the building, there's a walkway to the customer service entrance on the east side. If you walk through that door and then turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. If you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the commission room is. And of course, the commission always welcomes comments from citizens. That's how we learn. We know there's going to be good, and we know there's going to be bad. And it is one of those that that's how a city grows and learns. It is some things we're not aware of, and bringing that forward lets us know that something possibly we can do. There is some things that we can't do, but it is one of those. It's always good to communicate, and the commission welcomes that.
Absolutely. So, again, that meeting will be tonight starting at 6:30. So, sir, I appreciate you coming in, going over the agenda with us today, and we will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
You bet. And it's always a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you in studio. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour, and then Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, she'll join us today, and we'll find out about all the events happening in Independence. And, again, that's coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning here in Southeast Kansas.